turn please to Psalm 126. Psalm 126 and verse 3. Now, as our brother Stan has said, we all have to be very short, so I won't be too long. Psalm 126 and verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the soul. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Now in verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Now, as the brethren met together many months ago to think about the gospel tent, and they chose a larger tent, which was very wise. As you know, twice in the evening, there was two great showers. And if we had had the smaller tent, those outside would have been soaking wet. So that was one wise choice. And then the other very wise choice, they chose these two brethren again. And as they were with us a year ago, and we saw the Lord's hand with them in the gospel, and God came in and blessed and saved souls. And so they made another wise choice, and they chose these two brethren again. And myself, I think it was a very wise choice. And then it says in verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And as I sat through these 4 weeks of gospel meetings, I can say that they got help to preach the word every night. Every night I enjoyed the word of God as it was preached. And not only in word only, but it went forth in power. You know, that's what we need in gospel meetings. Sometimes gospel meetings are dry as a bone, and not a soul gets saved. That's what we were afraid of. But as we laid hold upon God, God came in and blessed these meetings, and I'm sure blessed each one of us. I know myself, I've been blessed by just listening to the Word of God. And for every child of God, as you listen to the Word of God, it should bring joy in your heart. And then he says in verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Now we're thankful for a good number of souls that have been reached and saved. And you know, we know of maybe a dozen souls, but when we get home to heaven, there may be more than 3 dozen souls in heaven as we look around. You know, the stranger, lots of strangers get saved and they walk out and you never see them again. So, dear brethren, take heart. When we get home, I'm sure there's going to be many, many more souls that have reached and saved. And then, in verse 6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You know, the word went forth, the seed was sown, and thank God it fell upon good ground, and it has brought forth fruit, and it's going to bring forth more fruit in eternity. And as our two brethren are about to leave us, we wish you all the best. God's blessing. God's greatest blessing upon you, and that the Spirit of God may go with you. And if you ever come back to Vancouver again, wooden stride door will be open for you two brethren in the gospel.
Turn with me to the Acts of the Apostles, please. Not chapter 20, but chapter 11. I want to read a few verses with you today. Chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, reading from verse 19. Now when they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. I want you to notice the words of this verse, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed, and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came, and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. They would abide with the Lord. And as he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. I want to say that it certainly is a joy to be able to say a few words here this evening. I want to refer to verse 23 and kind of center my remarks about what is said there when it says, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, this is Barnabas coming to Antioch, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would flee unto the Lord. In August of 1961, our brother Jim Bell visited me one day in the place I was working. And during the visit, he put a book on the table, and he left it with me, a gift. And it was a Knox version of the New Testament. And for that verse, it says, when he came there, and saw what grace God was bestowing on them, he was full of joy and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with steady purpose of heart. What I want to speak about tonight is being full of joy. You know, when people are saved in series of gospel meetings, there's a lot of joy. I sense among the people of God in this last few days, today as I've talked with a number of them, you've talked with a number of them, they're vibrating today with a sense of joy. And I've been thinking today about that joy. You know, there was a lot of the gospel in this series that came from the gospel of Luke. Luke 15:10, of course, speaks about joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repented. I want to suggest to you tonight that among the angels of heaven, they're reverberating tonight with their joy that has resulted in souls being saved in this series of gospel meetings. Isn't it a marvelous thing? When you think how small earth is in the big picture, And something that has happened here in this summer has caused joy in His presence. I believe joy in the heart of God. I believe that if our divine Lord Jesus Christ could sense that virtue went out of Him when a poor woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of His garment, I don't think anything has changed now. I believe He senses, as every one of them received the greatest of all blessings and was saved. I believe there is fresh joy today in His heart. Then I've been thinking of the flood tide of joy in the heart of those that have been saved. There have been people that came along to this series of meetings, and they were burdened and distressed and worried and concerned about spiritual things. And upon accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, they have enjoyed that joy that comes with being born again. Their own personal joy. And then I've been thinking about the joy that is among the believers that witness this miracle once again. Fresh joy. And so we have read together that when he saw what the grace of God had bestowed on them, he was full of joy. Our brethren are about to leave us for a little while. That's just like what it says here in verse 25. Barnabas departed. He didn't leave them forever. He went to get the Apostle Paul, and eventually he came back, and he was a help to them. We're looking forward to the day when our brethren will be back among us again. I'm sure all of us feel that way. But what a marvelous thing for us to have enjoyed in harmony and fellowship together, the fellowship that we've enjoyed with our brethren, to listen to them night by night, preaching the gospel so faithfully, and to rejoice, to have joy in our hearts about what has happened. So I'm sure that every one of you had a sign at home on the refrigerator that said, pray today. I'm going to suggest that you don't throw it away. The tent meetings aren't going on anymore. Right now, they've stopped and the meetings are over at the Empire Stadium. But you know as well as I do that our brethren will leave Vancouver, and for them it seems to be moving from series to series in the gospel. So keep the sign. And day by day pray for David Oliver and Eugene Higgins as they continue in the work of the Lord. They need your prayers. And tonight, while we're all full of joy in this setting here, before God, take commitment that day by day you'll pray today for them in the service of God that they might continue the use of him in the gospel as they have here. Thank you.
I'd just like to say that little note that David left off on, that we had the prayer tent, as everyone knows about, but we're glad to say that the encouragement and the exercise that was involved in that prayer meeting. A number of those who I'm looking at tonight were there, but that prayer tent was full a lot of the time, and you had to be up and ready. We were there to pray, and the brethren were, that's what they were going to do. And the one after the other, they prayed every night for the gospel meeting, and then when the meeting was over, they again gathered for prayer. And it was a wonderful thing to see a number of the Lord's people there with feeling the burden for the tent meeting. And especially when they see the number of strangers coming in and different ones that we've been praying for, and then to find out that the Lord had reached out to him. It was an encouragement to pray, to see the results. But I have a little verse here. It's found in Proverbs, a well-known one, Proverbs 11. And verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that sinneth winneth souls is wise. I'm just going to read that verse. I was going to read a couple in verse that I was very impressed with in my early Christian experience in Daniel, that they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament forever. But you know, in this verse, it's one of those verses that you'll find in Proverbs where he seems to change the subject very abruptly. It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And I was thinking of that tree that was planted by the rivers of water that produced its fruit, and its leaf did not wither. And, you know, we're looking for that in the, not to just have the tent meetings, and it was a source of joy in the city and testimony for the Lord, but get that, the whole spirit of it will continue with us. We've been remarking the brethren has come, and we were glad to see them come, and now they're going to leave us. But what we'd like to see left in this city is that spirit of winning. Winning souls. He that winneth souls is wise. And there has to be the fruit of the righteous. And then there's the reaching out to others. Many of those that were coming to the meeting that we were exercised about are still not saved. And, we would not like to forget them. Many names that we're praying for are still outside. They're still without the Savior. I would like to see that continue. I'd like to see the results of our brethren's presence with us in this short time will be continued with us, that we want to continue to win souls. One thing I fear when the series of meetings is over, that everyone kind of relaxes and lays down in the job and said, well, we've done our best, we put our best into it, and it's all over now, and we'll just wait until another occasion comes. But I'd like to see the spirit, winsome spirit, to continue with us. And we're absolutely dependent. The Lord is uses us to reach out to others. That we'll continue in our desire to see those that we've been praying for. And for the many strangers, we do not get the strangers into the gospel hall. As I saw people coming in on their own, ask them, how did you find the tent? Well, a friend of mine gave me this little map to show me where it was. And they found their way. You know, it wasn't that easy, but they came. And so the tent was an attractive point to them. But we'd like to see the same thing with our gospel meeting. But the exercise has to be with us. And I trust that the brethren, whom we'd be glad to have with us, that the spirit that they have introduced into the city, now I'm not saying it was not there, but we've had an encouragement. We have been strengthened in this great work of winning souls. He that winneth souls is wise. Now we know it's not just a question of you or me just winning a soul. We are just a link in the chain. Those who have professed faith, there's a number of people who were involved. They brought them to Jesus. Now the brethren know that, but God has used them specifically with a burden for them. And I can tell you, I know quite a bit about them now. They work night and day. It was not just a question of getting up there and preaching, but they were on that phone. They were reaching out to those souls that we were praying for, and we're coming under the sound of the gospel. And I will say to these brethren, are real laborers in the work of the Lord. And we're going to be praying that they'll continue, because you know that the work is with them. They've got other work they're going to, and they're going to have to be strengthened for it. And I just like to leave that verse, he that winneth souls is wise. It's still the greatest thing of wisdom. The wisest thing to do is to reach out to souls. And I just to leave that we may have an encouragement to continue on in this.